ماشي دهون. ماشي دهون. Please believe in Jesus. Please. Oh. Please believe in Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercies. Thank you for your compassion toward us. Thank you for your help you have released into our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you, Father. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for fighting our battles. Thank you for giving us victories over the forces of darkness and over the powers of hell. Thank you, Lord. Victories forever. In Jesus' name. Thank you for answering our prayers. Thank you for giving us testimonies to share. Thank you for being so faithful unto us. Thank you for your presence and power that is producing great results in our lives and situations. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for making difficult things easy in our lives. Things that were difficult for others to achieve. You have made those things so easy for us. Thank you, Lord. You for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you for opportunities you have sent unto us so that we can move forward and succeed through those opportunities. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for correcting the damages the enemy has caused in our lives. Thank you for healing our sicknesses and diseases. Thank you for setting our setting us free from captivities. Thank you for destroying yokes of darkness in our lives. Be praised forever. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes to see the things that would make us grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for opening our eyes to see those things that would revive our spiritual relationship with you, those things that would move us higher in spiritual growth and maturity. Thank you for opening our eyes to see such revelations. Be glorified forever. In Jesus' name. We thank you for those things you have promised to do for us. We thank you because you're going to bring them to pass. None of those promises will go unfulfilled. Thank you, Father. We thank you because the future you have prepared for us is the future you will take us into. It is the future that we will have eventually. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for surrounding our lives with people that matters to the fulfillment of our destinies. Thank you for surrounding our lives with the right kind of people that will help your plans for us to be fulfilled. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for those prayers we have prayed since the beginning of this year that you're about to answer. We thank you because before the end of this year, those prayers will be answered. Thank you, Father. Oh Lord, we are here this evening, this midnight, to seek your face and to pray. I ask, oh Lord, that you visit every one of us as we pray here tonight. Let your mercy speak for everyone here. Let your power locate every one of us. In the name of Jesus, let miracles happen in our lives and situations. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified as we pray. Thank you, Lord, for I know you're going to do beyond our expectations. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome everyone of you to the Lord's praises. We're going to take some worship songs before we go into prayer point. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Hallelujah. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. He made the lame to walk. Hallelujah. He walked upon the sea. Hallelujah. He made the dead to rise. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, 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 amen. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. All fear is gone. Because I know, because I know, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Because Jesus lives. Because he lives. I can face tomorrow. Because he lives. All fear is gone. Because I know, oh, he holds my future. My life is worth a living just because he lives. Hallelujah. 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 Sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord.
Jehovah, we
praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. From his voice, there is no other God. From north to south, I said there is no other God. No one like Jesus. From east to west, there is no other God. No one like Yahweh. From north to south, I said there is no other God. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, the exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Oh Lord, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. Oh, with a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. All the glory must be to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord. All the glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of no man should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Thank hear, O Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done in our families. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, in our lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. He touched my life with his. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. He over touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. Jesus touched my life. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. I am no more the same. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. My life changed. On thee I reach my home. Until I reach my home. Until I reach my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home. This world is not my home. This world is not my home. Heaven is my home. Heaven is my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, oh, till I reach my home. This world is not my home. This world is not my home. Oh, my world is my home. Heaven is my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until till I reach my home. Hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Adore him. Magnify him. Glorify him. Praise him. Worship his majesty. He is the Lord. He is the Almighty God. The God of heaven and the earth. The Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Rock of Ages. The Bright and Morning Star. Worshipping. Worshipping. He is before all things. And he is the one holding all things together. Praise him. He controls times and seasons. We worship you, Father. All power belongs to you. All glory belongs to you. We worship you, Lord. Creator of the universe, we praise you. Mighty Redeemer, we praise you. The everlasting King. Everlasting Father, we worship you. The Lord of hosts, the Lord of lords, the King of glory, the King of kings, we praise you. You are the great physician, the only true healer. The only true deliverer. We praise you, Lord. You give strength to the weak. You give life to the dying. You give hope to the hopeless. Blessed be your holy name. You give restoration to your people. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for being our God. Thank you for always being there for us. Thank you for being our rock of refuge, rock of safety. Thank you for being our rock of defense, our rock of fortress. Thank you for putting the enemy to shame. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him praises and worship. And things. May. We're going to thank the Lord prayer, you're going to say, thank you, Lord. For your word of promises that is coming to pass in my life. I need to say thank you, Lord, for your word of promises that is coming to pass in my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank you. Say thank you, Father, for your word of promises that is coming to pass in my life. Thank you for your word of prophecies. Thank you for the things you have shown me that you would do in my life that is now happening right now. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for doing according to what you have said unto me. Thank you for doing according to what you have revealed unto me. Thank you for doing according to what you have written in your word concerning me. Thank you for doing according to your plans for my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank him again. In the sick Father, thank you for keeping me and my entire family safe. Thank you for keeping me and my entire family safe and secured, safe from all dangers, safe from all accidents and untimely deaths. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Begin to thank him like that. Father, thank you for keeping me and my entire household safe from all evils, safe and secured from every arrows of witchcraft, deadly arrows of darkness. Thank you for keeping me and my household safe and secure from accident, injuries, untimely death, from sicknesses and diseases. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me and my household safe and secured. Thank you for keeping me and my family in perfect health. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are going to thank the Lord again. you slow down. For delivering me from this rich esteem. You can say, thank you, Lord, for delivering me from shame and disgrace the enemy planned for me. Say, thank you for setting me free from shame and disgrace my enemies planned for me. Open your mouth and begin to thank him like that. Thank you, Jesus, for not allowing the plans of my enemies come to pass in my life. Thank you for not allowing the plans of my enemies to put me to shame and disgrace come to pass in my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Begin to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, magnify your presence in my life. Be highly exalted in my life. And let all my captivities be broken into pieces forever. Say, Father, magnify your presence in my life. The point where all my things break in pieces forever. Open your mouth and pray like that. Magnify your presence in me, in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. Magnify yourself, O Lord. Magnify your presence so greatly that all my captivities begin to break in pieces. Magnify your presence so much that all my chains break into pieces. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, O Lord of hosts, magnify your presence in me so much that all my captivities break into pieces forever. Right now, in the name of Jesus, right now, continue to pray like that. In every cell of my body, magnify your presence. In every part of my body system, O Lord, magnify your presence. In every fragment of my soul and spirit, magnify your presence. So much that my captivities begin to break. So much that sicknesses and diseases begin to disappear. So much that every darkness oppressing me begin to leave. Magnify yourself right now. In my environment, in the building where I live, magnify your presence right now. in my home, in my marriage. Lord Jesus, magnify your presence right now. Let every works of the devil be destroyed. Let every curse of Satan, of darkness, be broken. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. As you have said those words, so shall it be in your life. In the name of Jesus. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Almighty God, demonstrate your mightiness in my life. To show my enemies how weak they are. You're going to say, Almighty God, demonstrate your mightiness in my life. To show my enemies how weak they are. Open your mouth and pray like that. Beshete putishia kanana. Dahamsha neteshtadia. I believe you're praying. Say, Almighty God, demonstrate your mightiness in my life. To show the powers attacking me how weak they are. To show the demons how weak they are. To show witches and wizards fighting me how weak they are. To show principalities and powers of darkness in the heavenly places how weak they are. Demonstrate your mightiness. Demonstrate your greatness in my life. Right now. Right now. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost destroy every evil mark on my body, soul, and spirit. That is driving away favor from my life. Driving away favor and helps from my life. The fire of the Holy Ghost, remove the mark right now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every evil mark on my spirit, soul, and body that is driving away favor from my life, driving away blessings from my life, driving away breakthroughs, progress, success, prosperity from my life. fire of the Holy Ghost. Remove the mark right now. Remove the mark right now. Every mark the devil has placed on me, every mark witches and wizards have placed on my life, every mark the enemy has placed on me to drive away favor from my life, disappear now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Disappear by fire. Disappear by fire. Disappear by fire. Every mark of rejection, mark of failure, every mark of setbacks, every mark of problems, Satan has placed on my life. I command you to disappear by fire of the Holy Ghost right now in Jesus' name. Begin to pray like that for yourself. Every mark of delay, every mark of slavery, every mark of oppression, possession, demonic possession, demonic oppression, the enemy has placed on my life, I command you to disappear right now. By fire of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every negative utterance that have been spoken against my life. Whether they were spoken by human beings or spirit, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every negative utterance uttered against my destiny, uttered against my future, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Destroy them now. Destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them right now. Every evil utterance, every spell, incantations, every enchantment that have been spoken over my life, every magic, sorcery that has been done against my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God is about to open a great door for some of you here, a great door will be open for you. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, open that door that must be opened for me to rise into greatness, for me to rise into fulfillment of destiny. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, open that door right now. Begin to pray that. Pray like that. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, open that door that must be opened for my life to rise into greatness and success. Open the door right now. Open the door right now. Open the door right now. In the name of Jesus. That great door that must open for me. That must open before me. So that I can rise into greatness. So that I can rise into fulfillment of destiny. Oh Lord, open the door right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, empower me, O Lord, to conquer battles of darkness that have been defeating me. They empower me, O Lord, to conquer battles of darkness that have been defeating me. Lord, empower me to conquer them now. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. When God answers this prayer, you will face those enemies that used to attack you in the dream. You will face them and you will bring them down. Say, empower me, O Lord, to defeat, to conquer powers of darkness that have always been ruling over me, that have always been oppressing me, that have always overpowered me. Say, Father, empower me now to rule over them. Oh Lord, empower me now to crush them. Empower me now to subdue them. Empower me now to destroy them. Oh Lord, empower me now to conquer them in the name of Jesus. Continue to pray that prayer. Empower me, Lord Jesus, to overcome the same forces of darkness that have been ruling over me. Empower me with fire. Empower me with anointing. empower me with authority. Empower me with your dominion to overcome them all, to defeat them all, to conquer them all, right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, make my life a mystery to the powers of darkness attacking me. Make my life impossible to be understood. Make my life a mystery to the powers of darkness fighting me. To the agents of darkness fighting me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Father, make my life a mystery. Let them never be able to understand my life. Let the powers of darkness and the agents of darkness fighting me never be able to understand my life. Make my life a mystery to them. Make my future a mystery to them. Make my success, my progress, a mystery to them. In the name of Jesus, make my life a mystery for the enemies in me. You need to know that the enemy can only overcome you when they can understand you. They can only oppress you when they can understand the direction your life is going. Say, Father, make my life a mystery to the enemies fighting my destiny, to the enemies fighting my success and progress and breakthroughs. Father, make my life a mystery to them. Let them never be able to understand my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every trap Satan has set ahead of me to bring me down, to swallow me up, to destroy my life. Father, destroy those traps. Destroy those traps. Open your mouth and pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy traps of darkness that is waiting ahead of me to destroy my life. Oh Lord, destroy them now. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Every deadly, deadly trap the enemy has set into the days ahead of me to destroy me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, every deadly traps Satan has set into the days ahead of me, into the months ahead of me, years ahead of me, to destroy my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive a new heart that praises God in every situation. You're going to say, I receive a new heart that praises God all the time, both when situations are pleasant and when situation seems to not be pleasant. Say, I receive a new heart that praises God at all times. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive a heart to praise God at all times. To praise God in the midst of pains. To praise God in the midst of troubles. To praise God in the midst of limitations. To praise God in the midst of poverty. To praise God in the midst of attacks from the enemy. I receive an heart that praises God in every situation. In the name of Jesus. Such heart that praises God, irrespective of my emotional state. Such heart that praises God, irrespective of my psychological state. Such heart that praises God when it is convenient and when it is not. I receive that kind of heart right now in the name of Jesus. Such heart that praises God when it appears as if my enemies are winning over me. Such heart that praises God when it appears, even when it appears as if my problems are not going away. I receive that heart right now. In the name of Jesus. Lead your prayer like that. Lord, give me that heart. Talk to God. So Lord, create that heart within me that praises you always. Create that heart within me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I know that you have prepared a glorious future for me. Say, Father, I know that you have prepared a great future for me. Help me to stand in faith. Help me to stand in your will. Help me to remain in faith. Help me to remain in your will. Still, I can pray to that future. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I know you have prepared a great future for me. Help me to walk with you in faith so that I may not miss that future. Help me to walk with you in righteousness. Help me to walk with you in faith. Help me to walk with you in righteousness so that I will not miss the future you have created for me. In the name of Jesus, help me, Lord, to stand strong in the confidence that is in your word. Help me to stand strong in faith. Help me to stand strong, trusting in you, so that I can possess the great future you have for me. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father, to stand strong in faith, to stand strong in righteousness, to stand strong in your will, to stand strong in your ways, so that I will not lose that future. Till I enter into that future, and even after I have entered, help me, Lord, to remain steadfast in faith. Lord, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to reject every offer the enemy plans to bring to me so that I can lose the future you have prepared for me. Now, you need to understand that Satan has offers. He offers people. Yeah. Whatever Satan gives to you, it is to stop the future God has planned for you from happening, or to stop you from entering to that future. So you're going to say, Father, make me spiritually sensitive to reject whatever offer Satan is bringing to me so that I can lose the future you have prepared for me. Lord, make me sensitive to reject such offers and opportunities. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Father, make me sensitive. Make me wise to reject offers, opportunities that Satan will bring to me so as to steal away the future you have for me. So as to steal away the future you have destined for me. O Lord of hosts, make me sensitive to reject such offers. Help me to reject such offers. Help me to reject such opportunities. In the name of Jesus. Don't forget that even Jesus, Satan even offered Jesus something so that Jesus would not fulfill his divine assignment. Satan offered to give him the whole world, but Jesus rejected the offer. The offer Satan brings usually appear very beautiful and very enticing. You must be wise to reject those offers. Say, Father, help me to be wise. Help me to be sensitive to reject every offer the devil will bring to me so as to steal from me the future you have planned for me. Oh Lord, help me to reject those offers. Even if they look very expensive and beautiful, even if they look very great, Lord, help me to reject them. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, teach me how to find strength in the midst of my weaknesses, or whenever I feel weak. Say, Lord, teach me to find strength. Teach me how to find strength. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Christians are not weaklings. Christians are not weak people. Christians are strong people. Christians are victorious people. Christians are not slaves. Christians are warriors. Say, Father, teach me to find strength in the midst of my weaknesses. Teach me to find strength. You need to stop saying, that is my weakness. I know I always do that because it's my weakness. That is not the language of Christians. Say, Father, help me to find strength to conquer my weaknesses whenever those weaknesses tries to show up. Teach me to find strength. Teach me how to find strength to overpower my weaknesses. In the name of Jesus, teach me how to find strength to rule over my weaknesses, to subdue my weaknesses, teach me how to find strength to live above weaknesses. So we say it is not possible for a Christian to live a pure life, to live a holy life. It is because those Christians have not found strength. When you find strength, you will know that it is possible to live a holy life and a pure life. You will know that it is possible to live a righteous life. Say, Father, teach me how to find strength to overpower my weaknesses. To rule over my weaknesses, to control my weaknesses. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, change the calendar of my life into your own calendar. Change the calendar of my life into your heavenly calendar. Let only the event that is in your calendar happen in my life. Let only the event that you have programmed to happen in each day of my life be what happens. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Even if you don't understand that this prayer point, pray like that. Say, Father, change the calendar of my life into your divine calendar. Make only your will happen in each day of my life. Let only the event that I'm according to your will for my life happen in my life. Let only the events in your own calendar for my life happen in my life. In the name of Jesus. In the lives of so many Christians, it is the devil's will that always happens. It is the devil's calendar that their lives are following, not the heavenly calendar. Say, Father, let my life from today follow your heavenly calendar. Let each day of my life follow your heavenly calendar. In the name of Jesus, let only the events that you want to happen to me be what happens in my life. From this day onward, let only the events that is in your heavenly calendar for my life be the events that happens in my life. In the name of Jesus, disconnect my life from the demonic calendar. Say, Father, disconnect my days from the witchcraft calendar. Disconnect my days from the satanic calendar. Connect my life, calling, and destiny to your heavenly calendar for my life. Let only your will prevail in each day of my life. in the name of Jesus. Let only your will happen in each day of my life. Thank you, Father. In fact, in each hour of my life, let only your will happen. Whatever is contrary to your will, let them never happen. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You might be asking, how do I connect practically with the heavenly calendar? What I have known is this. Your choices and your decisions is where you either connect with the heavenly calendar or disconnect from the heavenly calendar. We know in the choices you make, in the decisions you take, that is why devil is always waiting for everyone in that place of decision and choices. Just a decision you make today or yesterday can permanently disconnect you from the heavenly calendar. So if that decision is not according to the will of God, for the next 20 years, everything that will be happening to you might never be according to God's plans. Just one decision or choice can truncate and destroy all the plans of God for your life for the next 20 or 30 years. Just one single decision and destroy that. That's what I know from experience. And that is the truth. Yeah, so you must be careful to ensure that the will of God prevails in your decisions and choices. You must be careful to ensure that. I know the choices, or maybe I should put it this way. There are some choices that if I had made them maybe 3, 4, 5 years ago, I can never be where I am now. It's impossible. Yeah. And those choices, they came to me face to face. But because I always listen to the Holy Spirit, I did not make the wrong choice. Yeah. Some of you, your life is where it is today because of the choices, the wrong choices you have made. So you're going to pray. So what I'm saying in a nutshell is that your choices have the power to set you on a timeline that you might never come out of that timeline in the next 20, 30 years, except maybe God open your eyes and then you repent. Yeah. It can set you on a calendar and you will never be able to come out. So what I mean by calendar is that every day it is something outside of God's will that will be happening in your life every day. That is what it means to follow a demonic calendar. Something contrary to God's will, that is what will be happening in your life every day when you are following or when you are connected to another calendar that is not divine. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to surrender to the will of God in my choices and decisions. The Holy Spirit, help me to surrender to the will of God in my choices and decisions, so that I will not be disconnected from God's calendar for my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. The Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, help me to surrender to the will of God in my decisions and choices, so that I will not be disconnected from the plans of God for my life and destiny, so that I will not lose connection with the future God has for me. Holy Spirit, help me to always surrender to the will of God in my choices and decisions. Help me to not yield to my own wisdom and intellect. Help me to not yield to my own wisdom, to my own lust and pride. Help me to surrender to God's wisdom. Help me to surrender to God's will in every choice I make, in every decision I take. Holy Spirit, help me. I don't want to live a wasted life. I don't want to live in wasted years. Help me, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Oh, there's an attitude David had, and that attitude was what led him to the throne. That attitude made him great and made him the greatest king in history. Do you know what that attitude is? David always seeks God's opinion in anything he does, anything he wants to do. He will always seek God's opinion. He will always want to hear from God. I'm sure it's one of the reasons, apart from the fact that he was a man that praises God a lot, even that is one of the reasons why God loves him so much. He will not do anything without seeking God's will. You would want to know, what is God saying about this thing I'm about to do, this decision I'm about to make? What is God saying? That is the attitude David had. And any Christian that has similar attitude, I'm telling you, will be very great in life. Yeah. Such Christian will be very great. And I want you to be very great. Yeah. As your pastor, I want you to be very great. So you're going to pray that the Lord give you this fortitude. Yeah, that the Lord put in you this attitude. Yeah, because some of us, it is after we have made the wrong choice, we will now run to God. After we have entered into trouble, we will now run to God and say, God, please do something. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put in me the attitude that was in David, who will not do anything without seeking your opinion, without seeking your mind concerning those things. Say, Father, give me the same attitude. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Lord, give me the same attitude to always seek your face about everything in my life. To always seek your will, seek your opinion about issues in my life. Say, Lord, give me that attitude. Put in me that attitude to always speak for your opinion, speak for your direction, speak for your counsel, speak for your instructions in everything I do. Some people will say, God has given us common sense for a reason. So God wants us to use common sense. Don't listen to those people. They are fools. They are fools. Say, Lord, put in me the attitude that seeks for your will in all things. Put in me the attitude that seeks for your will in all things. That I will not make any choice until I hear from you, that I will not make any plans until I hear from you, that I will not make any decision until I hear from you. And mind you, you don't need a prophet to enjoy that this kingdom benefit. You already have the Spirit of God in you. God can lead you by himself, personally. If you really want to follow his will, he will lead you. He knows the best way to lead you and to guide you. Talk to him. Say, Lord, give me that attitude. All you need is to have that attitude. The rest, God knows how to make you follow his plans and his will. He knows what to do to you. Say, oh Lord, give me that attitude that will make me do nothing until I seek for your opinion, until I seek for your guidance. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray seven more prayer points, and then we will round off the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, fill me with boldness to reject every wrong counsel that the devil is sending to my life to mislead my life. Say, Father, fill me with boldness to reject wrong counsels. Whoever the wrong counsel may be coming from, whether from my husband or wife or best friend or parents or children, Lord, fill me with boldness and courage and wisdom to reject every wrong counsel Satan is sending to me to mislead me, to take me out of your purpose, to take me out of your will, to take me out of your plans. Oh Lord, fill me with wisdom and boldness to reject such counsels right now in the name of Jesus. Father, fill me with boldness and wisdom to reject wrong counsels that Satan wants to use to take me out of your will, to take me out of your plans for my life. Oh Lord, fill me with boldness to reject those counsels, irrespective of whoever Satan might use to give the wrong counsel. Oh Lord, fill me with boldness to reject such counsels in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost. Arrest and destroy every creature of darkness, visible or invisible, that is flying in the air to me, to hurt me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and consume them now. Begin to pray like that. Jeste ene te shubahashtala, datete kidishtalala. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and consume every creature of darkness, whether visible or invisible, flying in the air to attack me, to poison me, to oppress me, to hurt me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Arrest them. Consume them. Arrest them. Consume them. Thank you, Lord. Arrest them. Consume them right now. Right now, arrest and consume them. Every creature of darkness, every evil being, evil energy, evil spirit operating in the air to cause evil in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and consume every darkness in the air that is making my health to get worse, that is attacking my health, every darkness in the air complicating my health, complicating my health condition. Fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest and consume them all. Thank you, Lord. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I decree over your life that fire of the Holy Ghost, arrest such creature of darkness that is moving through the head to cause evil, to promote evil in your life, right now, as I speak, let fire of the Holy Ghost arrest them now and consume them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Five more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every stronghold of darkness in my life that is putting my life in sorrow. Every stronghold of darkness in my life causing persistent sorrow, persistent sadness. Father, destroy them now. I choose a life of joy and happiness, not a life of sorrow and sadness. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, strongholds of darkness in my mind, in my soul, in my environment that wants me to be sorrowful every day, every time, that wants me to live in sadness all the time. Father, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. Establish in me everlasting joy and happiness. Everlasting joy and happiness. Establish that in me. Uproot sorrows and sadness from my life forever. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have four more prayer points. The devil hates it when Christians do things that makes them grow spiritually. The devil is angry when he sees Christians do things that makes them grow spiritually. And then he's happy when you are doing things that would destroy your spiritual life, your personal relationship with God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, and destroy every activity of darkness that don't want me to focus on my spiritual growth. Every activity of darkness going on to distract me from focusing on spiritual growth. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray like that. My first today. Selah. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy. Activities of darkness going on in the air, going on in my mind, going on from the social media, going on anywhere to make sure I don't focus on my spiritual growth, to make sure that I don't focus on my personal fellowship with God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, consume them now. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Consume them now. Everything the devil is doing to ensure that I continue to go down spiritually, to ensure that I continue to get weak spiritually, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, put in me a strong desire, strong passion, strong interest to do those things that will help me draw closer to you, to do those things that will make me grow in the knowledge of you. Say, Father, put in me strong desire. Open your mouth and pray like that. Put in me strong desire, strong passion, strong interest to get busy with those things that will make me grow in the knowledge of you, that will make me grow in knowing you, that will make me grow strong in my spirit. Those things that will make me grow in victory, in grace, in righteousness. Oh Lord, give me passion for those things. Give me interest for those things. Yeah, some people, they find studying the Bible boring. That is an attack from the devil. When you find studying the Word of God boring, you find prayer boring. But when you are watching movies, it's not boring. When you are talking with friends, you could talk for hours, it's not boring. Why is it when you are studying the Word of God that is boring? It is boring. Something is wrong. That is an attack. Say, Father, give me strong passion for things that will move me forward spiritually. Give me strong passion, strong desire for things that will help me to know you closely. Give me strong passion for things that will help me to be victorious, to be a victorious Christian and not a slave to sin, not a slave to darkness. Oh Lord, fill me with strong passion for spiritual exercises, strong passion for spiritual things. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are free. Amen. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. There are some of you here. By now, you're supposed to be praying for people, and they should be getting miracles. Yeah, that is what the Lord is telling me. By now, some of you here should have been praying for people, and they should be coming with testimonies. By now, you should have been laying your hands on sick people and see them get healed. Yeah. But that is not happening in your life because you have allowed Satan to limit your life. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, destroy every limitation Satan has set on my calling and destiny to stop me from manifesting my calling and destiny. The Father, destroy every limitation Satan has set on my calling and destiny to stop me from being a blessing to my generation, to stop me from being a solution provider to my generation. Open your mouth and pray like that. The Father, destroy every limitation Satan has set on my calling and destiny to stop me from becoming who you want me to be, to stop me from becoming an answer to the world's problem, to stop me from becoming a solution to the problems in my generation, to stop me from becoming who you want me to be. Oh Lord, destroy those limitations right now. Thank you, Lord. Destroy those limitations right now. Thank you, Father. Amen. Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point, I discovered that so many Christians today have settled for less. Yeah, so many Christians, they just want to come to church and then pray, receive answers to prayers, and then they say if they have the opportunity, they go to the man of God. As a man of God, please pray for me. This and this is what is going on in my life. Now, I saw that many Christians are just wanting to be prayed for wanting blessings. Yeah, whereas there is more, they are not longing for. There is more, they are not desiring for. Yeah, because many of these Christians, they are supposed to have grown to the point where they are now the ones praying for people. Yeah. And not just want to be prayed for. Yeah, I'm not saying it's wrong to ask for prayers, and I'm not saying it's wrong to ask your pastors, your church leaders or spiritual leaders to pray for you. But I'm saying there is more than that. What about you grow to the point where you now start praying for people? And God, you know, God starts walking through your own prayers. Yeah, so there is more that many of us are not seeking after. Yeah, because all we care about is just ourselves. And when you are selfless and you want others to become great, you want others to fulfill their destinies, you will embrace more as a Christian. You will seek for more. But if you only care about yourself, you won't ask for more from God. So you're going to pray. I believe right here are people that God wants to use mightily in these last days to solve a lot of problems. But you have to seek God for more. You have to stop becoming like other Christians out there who only care about themselves. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want more from you. Yeah. I want more beyond miracles, beyond blessings, beyond signs and wonders. I want more from you. I want you to use me to solve problems in these last days. I want you to use me to glorify yourself in the head at this time. Say, Father, I want more. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, I want more. Not just blessings me and my family will get and consume. I want to be a channel of blessing to others. I want to be a blessing to many lives. I want to be a vessel that will glorify you in the head. Oh Lord, use me mightily in these last days. I want more from you. In the name of Jesus, I want more. I want more. Oh Lord, use me for your glory at this time. Use me for your glory. 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 Use me to solve problems in my generation. Use me to win souls into your kingdom. allows me to open the eyes of the blind. Use me to set the captives free. Use me, O Lord, to deliver those that have been deceived by the enemy. Use me to open their eyes and bring them out of darkness. Use me, O Lord, to empower people to succeed. Use me to empower people to prosper, to excel. O Lord, use me to glorify your name in the head. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are going to stop here. And I'll be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this hour, because you are here among us, helping everyone, blessing everyone, changing every life. Thank you for you are here and you have answered our prayers. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you because the lives of your people shall no longer remain the same. Thank you for you will touch everyone here and you will give them great testimony. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, Father, that you show your people mercy. As many that are here looking up to you, seeking your face, trusting you for a miracle, for a blessing. O Lord, show them mercy. Show them mercy. And grant their heart desires. As those heart desires align with your will, as many of the heart desires in your people that agrees with your will, O Lord, please grant them right now. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that the blessings you must get, you must have, you must receive before this year will come to an end, I pray that you receive them now. In the name of Jesus. Blessings and helps that must locate you before this year comes to an end, according to God's calendar. I command those blessings to enter into your hands right now in Jesus' name. I pray for those of you that are sick in your bodies. Let the healing fire from the throne of God enter into your bodies right now. And let there be instant healing in Jesus' name. pray for you that the hunger of God shall locate your stubborn enemies, and they shall be utterly wasted in the name of Jesus. The Lord of hosts shall stand to fight for you. Even in the realm of your dreams, even in those moments you are fast asleep, even in those moments the enemy comes to attack you in your dreams in the night, the Lord of hosts shall appear to defend you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for I know you have answered. The secret of prosperity, the secret of wealth, the Lord shall expose it to you in the name of Jesus. What you will do, and you will make a lot of money and become wealthy, God will show it to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.